You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You ready for a trending report?
Let's get into it.
Because I certainly am. Let's see what's going on around the world and up your block. 80 today in Denver and tomorrow. Then cooler for Sunday and Monday. So that's going on. This is a story. I love this. Google puts out a report every year on spelling searches. In other words, people are like, wait a minute, how do you spell quarantine? So they Google it. How do you spell it? And I'm wondering how they actually spell it when they're searching how to spell it.
But well, remember we talked about that a couple weeks ago? People were calling it quarantine.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
So apparently Google's helping people in each state. So what they did is they make it as a map, and it will show you in each state what the number one word is that people are looking up to learn how to spell. And in Colorado, it is the word quarantine. That was the number one word across the nation in terms of the most states. The second most popular search was the word canceled. But the two that stood out, I was just writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today. This is hilarious. People next door to us in Kansas apparently have trouble with the word cook.
That's K-O-O-K, right? Oh, Kansas.
Kansas is not sure how to spell cook, but the champion of all of this, the people who get the crown, are the good people of the state of Virginia, because the word they look up the most to figure out how to spell is Virginia.
What the what? That's strange.
Maybe my favorite story of the day. And then let me give you a quick little news for nerds item, because the science nerd in me absolutely digs this, even though there's going to be ethical concerns over this. And I know people will raise their hand and say that this is wrong, but at least it's something to think of. Have you ever seen those photos where they grow a human ear on the back of a mouse?
I have seen those photos.
Okay. Well, genetic researchers at a university here in the country injected some human cells into mouse embryos. Ooh. They essentially created a mouse that is 4% human. Now you might say, 4%, that's not much. No, that's a lot. 4% human. Now, if you're saying, why the hell would they try to make a mouse that's 4% human? The idea is that it would maybe someday help to grow human organs inside these animals, and then you can transplant them later into human beings.
Oh, look at that. Little tiny human organs.
Yeah, so are you...
Little tiny stomach.
Are you into this idea, or is that...
I guess if it saves lives and stuff, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
So,
it's pretty cool they can do that.
Anyway, that's going on. What do you have?
Well, big news coming out of D-Town. The Great American Beer Festival is canceled. Kinda. So, they're moving it to an online environment. The GABF was originally scheduled for September at the Convention Center, but now it's going to be October 16th and 17th online. Still kind of trying to figure out how they're going to do this.
So you just open a beer at your house?
And you sit in front of your computer and you virtually cheers a friend? I don't know. They say there's still going to be a professional beer competition with a panel of more than 100 judges who are going to assess the more than 7,000 beer entries. So how are they getting all this beer to the judges? And are they really going to sit there and sample 7,000 different beers? How is this possible? Now, they're going to do different categories, you know, of beers. And, you know, you got your sours and your stouts and blah, blah, blah. But 7,000 beer entries and 100 judges. So, I don't know, man. I don't know how they're going to do it.
May I say something that will anger a lot of people, but I think it needs to be said?
What?
Even if this pisses off a bunch of people, there are a lot of things that instead of being canceled are being shifted online in some weird form. And in my opinion, not all, but many of these should just be canceled. It's like
probably
they're afraid to say, we're canceling this. They're trying to sneak things online that have no business.
Let's try to still make a couple bucks, too, I think, to keep this thing going.
I know, but you know what? Have some dignity. I mean, you can't do your beer festival online so people sit at home with a beer in their hand.
Parts of it you can't. I think, like, the virtual conversation with brewers.
Fine.
You get local breweries on there talking about, you know,
beer
pairings.
But you could do that 365 days a year.
You can. I think they're just still trying to keep the spirit alive a little bit, but this
right.
one might be a little difficult.
Like I said,
I angered
a lot of people.
I went to it a couple years ago, and it's a sight, Dom. It is something to behold.
I remember what you said about it. And I'm not specifically pointing out the GABF. I'm saying just a lot of them in general, that they are kind of twisting when they just don't need to. Just let it die in peace.
Yeah. You can't say anything else. There's other events that need to stop. A couple new TV shows coming out if you're so desperate for entertainment right now. Next Friday, CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America. And it's going to feature celebrities cutting their own hair, Dom, hosted by Jerry O'Connell. Kelly Osbourne's going to be on it. Lindsey Vonn, some hockey player that nobody knows. Anyway, there's going to be expert stylists guiding celebrities along as they cut their hair from home, basically. But
so essentially, we just went from the GABF to the GAF. Don't GAF.
Sounds horrible, but I might just watch about 5 minutes of it just to see what it's all about.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
John Krasinski is a big sellout. One of the bright spots here during the pandemic has been John Krasinski's show on YouTube called Some Good News, where he's just been there, you know, like doing a news-style report. It's become an internet sensation. He's had multiple office reunions on there, a Hamilton performance. He did a big virtual prom that went viral. Well, John has sold it now. He sold the show to Viacom CBS in what The Hollywood Reporter is calling a very rich licensing deal. So it sounds like he made a buttload of money to sell this to Viacom, which is going to turn around and kind of rejigger it with a different on-air person, different style. But I guess John will still be some sort of producer on it in the background.
The thing is,
it's not going to be the same thing.
Americans like him. He's a likable guy.
He's charming.
People love him, right?
This was developed as something fun and
so he sells
joyful.
And he's not going to be the one doing it.
And now he's selling out. I'll be curious to see how much money he makes off this.
I don't mind him selling out at all. I just don't understand why he would sell out and then not still be the host
right.
of it. Since he's the draw.
Then pass the torch? I don't get that either, but well, that's business, Dom. A Little Mermaid sequel is coming, but it's not a Disney production. Here's the shtick.
Not an adult film.
Here's the shtick on this. Here's the synopsis. 15 years after giving up her tail to marry a prince at the age of 17, our Princess Ariel is now miserable, unmotivated, and in a loveless marriage. In other words, she's just a basic bee human. Now, her father suddenly dies. She suspects foul play and embarks on an epic adventure to save not only her underwater kingdom, but all of humankind. The series is going to be called Washed Up, and it's going to be on NBC's Peacock streaming service.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got to say, that's kind of a cool twist.
Washed
for the Little
Up
Mermaid.
Is a great name.
She's now a basic bee in a loveless marriage. So it's kind of funny, huh?
Funny. That's funny.
Very funny. What else is going on, Dom? Oh, a new study coming out of Greece has identified 47 different traits that make you an effective flirter. Only 47? I mean, how many more traits are there? You can say anything now, I guess. They asked 500 people their different tactics, what's worked for them, and then they put out like a top 10 list. I'll give you the top five. Five is honesty, and you go up to politeness, good looks, intelligence, and humor. So there's
solid,
your top five. And you
solid
can,
list.
You can flirt buddy. All day long, man.
Solid
That's
list.
That's like us right there, at the top five.
Should just put our pictures.
Number six, Dom and Jeremy. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Kellogg's is creating another mashup cereal that's going to be coming out. This mashup is Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops, all combined in one bag. You dig it?
Gimmick America.
A lot of sugar. That's what I'm feeling. And Starbucks is bringing back their s'mores frappuccino for the summer, Dom. Layers of marshmallow-infused whipped cream, chocolate sauce, coffee, milk, vanilla, and then topped with marshmallow whip and a graham cracker crumble.
All right.
I'll eat anything with a graham cracker crumble.
You are a graham cracker.
That also
crumble.
Sounds very sugary. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video at Dom's recommendation this morning. If you want to see what happens when you throw a brick into a washing machine, you need to check it out. And Dom wanted me to play just this little clip of this guy doing it. And he loves his laugh, so check it out.
Yeah.
There's the brick. He was probably high.
That's his laugh.
Totally stoned. You can see the video on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
You got to admit, the way the washing machine just destroys itself.
Tears it up.
You can't take your eyes away from it.
You can't.
And that's what's trending now.